Hey everyone, this is Mary Demuth. This is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy, busy day to hear a prayer based on Scripture. That's been my heart since February when we started this, that we would not only be connected to Scripture, which is so very important, but that we would also connect that Scripture to the way that we pray. So I hope that throughout these days, this is actually the 200th episode of Pray Every Day, which I think is so awesome. And so on this 200th episode, I hope and pray that that connection has been made, that you have experienced this ability to now pray through the Scriptures. That's my heart and that is my joy. So thank you so much for joining me here. Today we are reading in the book of James, chapter 5, verses 7 through 9. In the New English Translation, it says this: "So be patient, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's return. Think of how the farmer waits for the previous fruit of the ground and is patient for it until it receives the early and late rains. You also be patient and strengthen your hearts, for the Lord's return is near. Do not grumble against one another, brothers and sisters, so that you may not be judged. See, the judge stands before the gates." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, when we pray for patience, we're afraid because then we're going to have to learn how to practice it. But Lord, I do pray for patience. It's one of the fruits of the Spirit. And I recognize that it is a fruit of the Spirit and not necessarily a natural disposition of myself. And so I pray your Holy Spirit within me and within my friends listening today would stir up patience. We need to be patient for your return. We know that your return is imminent. We are excited. We wait on tiptoes for what's going to happen in the future. Just like the farmer waits for the crop to come in and he is patient through the former and the latter rains, help us to be patient and wait for your will to happen on this earth, for your justice to come, for your kingdom to come, and to long for the new heavens and the new earth. I know, Lord, there were times when I was like, no, I don't want you to come back because I need to get married, or I need to have kids, or I need to do this, or I need to do that. Instead, Lord, it would have been better if I was just patient and knowing that the life that you have given me here is important, and it is in obedience to you. And the more I am here, as Paul says, the longer that we're on this earth, the more opportunity we have to share you with other people who may not yet know you. Lord, would you hearken in us a Matthew 28 kind of calling, this longing to make disciples, an evangelistic heart of seeing people come to know you and then making disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I just thank you that you are with us as we wait, as we're patient, as we're waiting for your justice to roll down. You are with us to the end of the age. You will never leave us. You will never forsake us. You are the God who is with. And so thank you, because of the Spirit within us, we are never alone. Help us to exercise that patience. And also, I love this phraseology that James used, to strengthen your hearts. Lord, help us to learn what it means to strengthen our hearts. And perhaps that means just reading more of your word. Maybe it means stopping our busy day or our stressful day and just praying out loud in the moment and giving you all the stress that we're experiencing. Sometimes for me, it means stopping and writing down those prayers because I need to process my stress. And when I get it out of myself onto paper or out of myself into the air, I feel so much better. And then I almost can understand that you actually have it because I've given it to you as a gift. Lord, teach us what it means to strengthen our hearts through prayer, to strengthen our hearts through reading, to strengthen our hearts through spending time with other believers. Your word says that iron does sharpen iron, so we just want to grow because of the people that we're around. Lord, help us not to grumble against each other, that we may not be judged. So Lord, I know that you've said in your gospels that the way in which we judge is the way it will be measured back to us. So help us to be tenderhearted, forgiving, and that we would err on the side of grace instead of judgment. Mercy does triumph over judgment, we've learned. And so, Lord, help us to be a people who are merciful today. Thank you so much for loving us. Thank you so much for choosing us to be your children. Thank you so much for rescuing us from the power of sin. I pray all this in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I do hope that this is a day where you experience the nearness of God, the favor of God, the love of God, the singing of God over you with rejoicing.